Chief of years, the ultimate reality, harvester of mankind, the...
All right, all right. I can see myself in.
Mort paused with a cold turkey leg halfway to his mouth. He didn't turn around, he didn't need to. There was no mistaking that voice, felt rather than heard, or the way in which the air chilled and darkened. The chatter and music of the wedding reception slowed and faded.
We didn't think you'd come, he said to a potted fern.
To my own daughter's wedding? Anyway, it was the first time I'd ever had an invitation to anything. It had gold edges and RSVP and everything.
Yes, but when you weren't at the service...
I thought perhaps it would not be entirely appropriate.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
To be frank, I thought you were going to marry the princess.
Mort blushed.
We talked about it, he said. Then we thought, just because you happen to rescue a princess, you shouldn't rush into things.
Very wise. Too many young women leap into the arms of the first young man to wake them after 100 years' sleep, for example.
And, well, we thought that all in all, well, once I really got to know Isabel, well...
Yes, yes, I'm sure. An excellent decision. However, I have decided not to interest myself in human affairs any further.
Really?
Except officially, of course. It was clouding my judgment.
A skeletal hand appeared on the edge of Mort's vision and skillfully speared a stuffed egg. Mort spun round.
What happened? He said. I've got to know. One minute we were in the long room, and the next we were in a field outside the city. And we were really us. I mean, reality had been altered to fit us in. Who did it?
I had a word with the gods.
Death looked uncomfortable.
Oh, you did you? Said Mort.
Death avoided his gaze.
Yes.
I shouldn't think they were very pleased.
The gods are just. They are also sentimentalists. I have never been able to master it myself. But you aren't free yet. You must see to it that history takes place.
I know, said Mort. Uniting the kingdoms and everything.
You might end up wishing you'd stayed with me.
I certainly learned a lot, Mort admitted.
He put his hand up to his face and absentmindedly stroked the 4 thin white scars across his cheek.
But I don't think I was cut out for that sort of work. Look, I'm really sorry.
I have a present for you.
Death put down his plate of hors d'oeuvre and fumbled in the mysterious recesses of his robe. When his skeletal hand emerged, it was holding a little globe between thumb and forefinger. It was about 3 inches across. It could have been the largest pearl in the world, except that the surface was a moving swirl of complicated silver shapes, forever on the point of resolving themselves into something recognisable, but always managing to avoid it. When Death dropped it into Mort's outstretched palm, it felt surprisingly heavy and slightly warm.
For you and your lady, a wedding present. A dowry.
It's beautiful. We thought the silver toast rack was from you.
That was Albert. I'm afraid he doesn't have much imagination.
Mort turned the globe over and over in his hands. The shapes boiling inside it seemed to respond to his touch, sending little streamers of light arching across the surface towards his fingers.
Is it a pearl? He said.
Yes. When something irritates an oyster and can't be removed, the poor thing coats it with mucus and turns it into a pearl. This is a pearl of a different colour, a pearl of reality. All that shiny stuff is congealed actuality. You ought to recognise it. You created it, after all.
Mort tossed it gently from hand to hand.
We will put it with the castle jewels, he said. We haven't got that many.
One day it will be the seed of a new universe.
Mort fumbled the catch, but reached down with lightning reflexes and caught it before it hit the flagstones.
What?
The pressure of this reality keeps it compressed. There may come a time when the universe ends and reality dies, and then this one will explode, and who knows? Keep it safe. It's a future as well as a present.
Death put his skull to one side.
It's a small thing, he added. You could have had eternity.
I know, said Mort. I've been very lucky.
He put it very carefully on the buffet table, between the quail's eggs and the sausage rolls.
There was another thing, said Death.
He reached under